Tokyo. Moments after Julia Grosso's kick deflected off the hands of the Swedish keeper and into the goal, her Canadian teammates charged onto the pitch at Tokyo Stadium in jubilation. Canada's women's soccer team are finally gold medalists, and their dramatic win in the gold medal match capped a huge day for Canada at the Tokyo Games. Canada captured 4 medals on the day, equaling its highest single-day output in Tokyo. 3 of them came within hours of each other, with Mo Ahmed claiming silver in the men's 5,000 meters and the André de Grasse-led 4x100 relay sprint team earning bronze. The result made de Grasse the most decorated Canadian male Olympian with 6 medals, 1 gold, 1 silver and 4 bronze. With the 4 medals, Canada equaled the 22 it won 4 years ago in Rio de Janeiro, with chances to add to that in sprint canoe, track cycling and other events over the weekend. Canada sat 12th on the medal table after Friday with 6 gold, 6 silver and 10 bronze medals. Canadian athletes won 4 gold, 3 silver and 15 bronze in Rio. In total medals, Canada moved past New Zealand and South Korea into 11th. China led the medal standings with 36 gold medals, 5 more than the United States. The Americans had a commanding lead in overall medals with 98. China was next at 79. Canada's latest gold came in nail-biting fashion with a 3-2 win on penalty kicks over favored Sweden national team after the teams were tied 1-1 following extra time. After each team scored on 2 of 5 tries from the penalty spot, Canadian goaltender Stephanie Labbe stopped Jonna Andersson's attempt to set up the dramatic finish. Swedish goalkeeper Hedvig Lindahl got a piece of Grosso's hard shot but couldn't stop it from finding the back of the net. The ecstatic Canadian players ran down the field to mob Grosso and Labbe in celebration. The dejected Swedish players gathered at midfield to ponder what went wrong. "It feels amazing. Wow. Super, super proud of my team," defender Kadisha Buchanan said. "It's a feeling I'll remember for the rest of my life." Stina Blackstenius scored in the 34th minute for Sweden, but Canada's Jessie Fleming equalized from the penalty spot in the 67th minute. When the game went to penalty kicks, Fleming gave Canada an early lead before Natalie Bjorn and Olivia Shaw tallied for Sweden. Deanne Rose delivered with Canada's 5th shot to pull even. Organizers moved the start time of this year's final to 9 p.m., local time, from the original 11 a.m. kickoff after both federations requested a change to avoid the peak midday heat and humidity. The venue was also moved from Tokyo's Olympic Stadium to International Stadium Yokohama, just outside the host city. It was still hot and muggy at game time, but more bearable than the sweltering conditions earlier in the day. Back at the track, Canada's first Olympic medal in the men's 5000 came courtesy of the man who has blazed a trail for Canadian distance runners on the global scene in the past few years. Ahmed went from 5th to 2nd on the final turn of the last lap, then challenged race winner Joshua Cheptegei for gold, but he couldn't catch the Ugandan. Cheptegei finished in 12 minutes 58.15 seconds, followed by Ahmed at 12 minutes 58 seconds and 61 milliseconds. Paul Chelimo of the United States took bronze in 12 minutes 59 seconds and 5 milliseconds. Justin Knight of Toronto finished 7th in the 5000 in 13 minutes 4 seconds and 38 milliseconds. The 30-year-old Ahmed opened the Tokyo Olympics with a 6th place in the 10,000 meters, taking the lead with less than 2 laps to go before running out of gas over the final 300 meters. He didn't run out of gas this time. Instead, he passed 3 runners heading into the race's final stretch, Uganda's Jacob Kiplimo, Nicholas Kipkorir Kimeli of Kenya and Chelimo, for his first Olympic medal in his 3rd games. "Every disappointment, every race that didn't go to plan has got me here," Ahmed said. "Especially in Canada, they remember the disappointment in my face, the tears I was shedding on live TV 5 years ago, when he finished 4th at the Rio Olympics. But honestly, I needed that to grow as an athlete to work even harder." In the 4x100 relay, de Grasse ran a blistering anchor leg as Canada finished in a season-best time of 37.7 seconds. Italy finished first in 37.5 seconds, followed by Britain in 37.51. De Grasse led a team that included Toronto's Aaron Brown, Jerome Blake of Kelowna, BC, and Toronto's Brendan Rodney. "It's always a great feeling. This is amazing, to win my 6th medal, just super happy," de Grasse said. Of course, just try to keep getting better every time. I look forward to Paris in 3 years and try to do it again. It's Canada's second straight Olympic bronze in the event. De Grasse anchored Canada to bronze at the 2016 Rio Olympics. The Canadians narrowly missed making the final at the 2019 World Championships. Canada won gold in the event at the 1996 Atlanta Games with a team that included Donovan Bailey, who also won the 100 meters at that Games, and Brunny Surin. The first Canadian medalist of the day was Evan Dunphy of Richmond, BC, who claimed bronze in the men's 50-kilometer racewalk. But in the post-victory moments usually reserved for celebrating athletic accomplishments and the hard work it took to make them happen, Dunphy's elation was mixed with frustration. The 30-year-old lamented the International Olympic Committee's decision to pull the 50K from future summer games. The event is being removed for gender balance, there is no women's 50K. It's really does just break my heart, said an emotional Dunphy during the post-race press conference. The solution would have been to put a women's 50K in. The women deserve it. It's absolute bollocks the excuse the IOC gives for why they're getting out of the event. They don't like it. It's a free event. They can't make money off of it. I think we've proven time and time again, it's an exciting race, it's an Olympic race. The 50K is the epitome of what it means to endure. It's the longest foot race of the Olympic Games. Fifth when the bell sounded on his final lap, the last of 25 laps of a 2-kilometer loop, Dunphy picked off Portugal's João Vieira and then caught Spain's Marc Tur over the final 200 meters. Summoning thoughts of friends and family watching him on television back home, as well as the memory of his late grandmother, propelled Dunphy to the podium. At that point in the race, I was just thinking about my friends and family back home walking every step of the way with me, and thinking about my Nana who would have been walking every step of the way with me, he said. Meanwhile on the track, Toronto's Gabriella Debus Stafford finished fifth in the women's 1,500 meters. Debus Stafford was among the leaders for much of the race, but fell back once the three medalists took charge of the race over the final lap. They found another gear at 300 or 250 meters to go, and I was like, expletive, I don't got this, Debus Stafford said. Faith Kipyegon of Kenya defended her 1,500 title in 3 minutes 53 seconds and 11 milliseconds. She was followed by Laura Muir of Britain, 3:54.500, and Safan Hassan of the Netherlands, 3 minutes 55 seconds and 86 milliseconds. On Tokyo's Sea Forest Waterway, canoe sprinters Lawrence Vincent Lapointe and Katie Vincent put themselves in a good position to earn another medal for Canada in the sport. Vincent Lapointe of Trois-Rivières, K, and Vincent of Mississauga, Ont, advanced to Saturday's semifinal of the C-2500 meters after winning their quarterfinal in 2 minutes 2.259 seconds. The Canadian pair, world champions in 2017 and 2018, failed to move directly from the heat to the semifinal after crossing the finish line with a time of 2:02.170, 1 second behind the second-place team from Germany. We approached our Friday races one at a time, doing our best to stick to our race plan. I'm happy it worked out well, said Vincent Lapointe, who won silver in the C-1200 the day before. In the pool, Nathan Jombor Murray of Pointe Claire, K, put together an impressive six-dive performance to advance to the semifinal of the men's 10-meter platform. The 18-year-old totaled 443.85 points to qualify in fifth position. Fellow Canadian Rylan Weens of Pike Lake, Sask, missed the semifinal by the smallest of margins. He finished 19th, 1/10 of a point below the final qualifying position. At the velodrome, track cyclists Kelsey Mitchell of Sherwood Park, Alta, and Lorianne Genist of Levi's, K, first survived qualifying, then won two heats each to move onto the round of 16 in the women's sprint. Earlier Friday, Canada's Brooke Henderson shot a 71 to stay at par in women's golf. The product of Smith's Falls, Ont, sits in a four-way tie for 40th. Hamilton's Elena Sharp had a 2-under-69 to improve her standing and sit a shot back of Henderson in sole possession of 44th. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 6, 2021. The Canadian Press.